this funding has been used previously to support Banana Point, Greens Camp, Wilson Creek Picnic Area, Sandy Beach. Those are all recreation developments that are near the National Forest. In some cases, help provide activities that supplement National Forest recreation opportunities.
Now, you named a lot of parks and areas that are well known here near Petersburg. So specifically, what happened at those places?
Well, there were upland improvements at Banana Point. The parking area was expanded. New vault toilet was put in. Wilson Creek was really upgraded. It was kind of a neglected picnic site, very nice location, and it was expanded, and new picnic sites were added to that. And, of course, if you've been out to Greens Camp, the borough's been working on that kind of in partnership with PIA for many years now, and that former state campground had been neglected for many years, and they've brought that back to very fine condition, and it may be, you know, one of the most popular recreation sites on the island now.
Those kind of sound like big dollar projects. Mm-hmm. What kind of amounts are we talking about that RAC usually deals with?
Well, one thing about this Title II money is it has been kind of on a downward glide path for many years, and so we've been seeing reductions. What our committee has available at this point is about $475,000. That covers the communities of Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. So we have representatives from all three communities on this committee.
And is that an annual amount?
No, this year we received a little over $300,000. And in addition to that, we had some earlier funds that have yet to be distributed. So combining 2 years' worth of funding.
That's what RAC is considering now, 2 years' worth of funds?
Yes.
All right, so what are some of the projects that you're considering now?
Well, the committee is meeting Saturday for the first time in 2 years. We haven't had a chance to really have the committee review new proposals that have just come in. But I can tell you we have about 20 new proposals for them to review, and the vast majority of them are recreation projects, trails, cabins, mostly.
Now, out of those 20 proposals, can you give us a few examples of projects for Petersburg?
Many of the projects continue projects that have been previously funded, such as Forest Service cabin improvements. Wrangell has, their most popular cabin is the Middle Ridge Cabin on Wrangell Island, and they have a proposal to improve the area near the cabin. We have a proposal from Petersburg to support the Kadake Bay Cabin firewood supply. We have a proposal for survey and design for replacing the Braylon Slough Cabin and further improvements at the Cachetes Lake Cabin. We've got a proposal for survey and design to improve the Cathedral Falls Trail out of Cake. You may be familiar with the improvements at Blackery Point, which is down on the south end of the island. There is a proposal to provide some signing at that new site, which includes a picnic area for information on the Stikine LeConte Wilderness Area. I think because the committee hasn't met in 2 years, it's sort of like starting over, starting fresh. We have several new committee members that will be meeting Saturday, and so, you know, there will be discussion about what their priorities and interests are. In addition to that, we do have 11 committee members whose terms are going to be expiring the end of September.
So most of those terms are up come September?
Yes, we have 11 members who've served on the committee for several years. You can serve on the committee for up to 6 years. And so they will be terming out. And the approval process can take several months, actually. And so we are accepting applications for committee members kind of on an ongoing basis. But we will be submitting nomination packages pretty soon so that we can try to reestablish a full committee in the fall.